I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, February 11th. A delicate crescent moon is returning to the evening skies, but offering little interference in enjoying the dark vault of the heavens, pierced with pinpoint beacons that sparkle above the snow-capped world below, much more vivid than a summer's warm, soft evening. We'll need the darker skies to appreciate one of the lesser constellations, Cepheus the King. His regal wife, Queen Cassiopeia, is adorned with several medium-bright stars, forming the W-shaped pattern high in the northwest, the W sideways, with the top to the right. We can use this to help locate her husband, not because he's lost, but simply because he doesn't share the same sparkle as the queen, two-thirds of the way up from the horizon, near 6:30 or so. The king is to her lower right, slightly less than halfway up, with four modest stars forming a box or diamond shape, the head of Cepheus. Adding a modest star to the upper right, it creates a triangle on the upper right of a square. Altogether, it makes the king appear like a simple drawing of a house, yet, as a king, the triangle becomes his crown, while a few extra stars on the right of the square outline the king's beard. Friday, taking a peek at some of the royal celestial treasures on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.